P-minus 6. Central Plaza, New Birchwood, New Kerguelen. With Melly at his side, Leisha wasted no time in teleporting from their home planet's landing site to the old council office within its great shelter. Following Leisha's communication that they were coming, sent while he was placing John Cole and Jan Geller in a Turkish jail cell, Sacco and several of New Kerguelen's former squadron commanders were waiting. The relative warmth with which the grizzled squadron personnel greeted Leisha told him that Sacco had held down the fort well in his absence, as did the broader feeling of relative peace within the shelter where the planet's population was still being held in a consensual lockdown. This lockdown had been necessary to ensure order was restored following a tragic breakout of violence due to fear over the Skygate that Leisha's initial exploration group had failed to return from as quickly as expected. And Leisha was now worried that the news he was set to cross it again in the other direction would unlikely be well received. Boone and Kajil, planetary historian and young engineer respectively, were also present at Sacco's request on account of the incredible discovery they had made regarding the gate. Leisha now knew even more than they did, albeit not yet everything, but what he knew more than anything else was that time truly was of the essence. "I'm going to bring Billy back from the other side," he announced with a great deal of urgency. "Once the craft takes me across the gate again, the gate can and will be closed as soon as the craft returns. Billy and I should both be on board, safe and well, but the intricacies of the gate means there is a chance only one of us will return alive. If that is not me, please continue our work. All of you, with Sacco as your figurehead, please continue our work of restoring order and greatness through consent and education." Sacco, even more stunned by this than the others, couldn't hide his shock.
"If there's a risk you won't make it back, you can't go. It's
the architects just visited Earth," Leisha revealed. Now, stunned was most certainly an insufficient word for the expressions that he and Melly saw all around them.
"One spoke to Dan," he went on, "very extensively, and it shared its best understanding of the workings of the gate. Dan will tell us absolutely everything you would ever wish to know, but give him time. The key thing is this. The architects are willing to eliminate the gate, with no harm to anyone, as soon as I have attempted to recover Billy, but the risks increase the longer I wait. After this, whatever happens, we will never see or hear from the architects again, unless we explicitly wish to. There are no other gates, other than the connection we wish to maintain with Earth. We will be free to develop entirely without intervention or the threat of it."
"And they won't close the gate unless you go for Billy?" Sacco asked.
Leisha hesitated. This wasn't a condition laid out by the architects, but he knew that in placing the blame on them for his supposed need to recover Billy, Sacco's natural resistance to the risk was likely to fade.
"Correct," Leisha eventually said, feeling no shame or guilt for white lying to one close friend in order to potentially save the life of another with no additional risk to anyone but himself. "The humans have done more for us than we can ever repay, especially Dan, and Billy is waiting for me. He voluntarily stayed behind to gather data before any of us knew anything about the time aspect of this gate, and his bravery does not deserve abandonment."
No one disagreed.
"I will be back soon," Leisha said, "unless a return is not in my cards. Whatever happens, Billy is blameless. Trust our friends on Earth, and trust ourselves. Together, we are stronger."
Melly and Kajil, the youngest individuals in the room, were the most visibly moved by Leisha's words. Even the grizzled old squadron commanders, however, couldn't hide their emotions. As Leisha prepared to leave, Sacco stepped forward and shook his hand in a gesture adopted from their human friends.
"We will honor you with—"
"Honor me with optimism," Leisha interrupted. "Honor me with hope."
With that, he was gone. The gate awaited, and beyond that, sanctuary.